When I arrive, Tommy Joseph holds out a realistic wooden fist on a 6-foot pole. He gives me a socially distanced fist pump. Then he gets to work inside a roped-off shed, tucked behind Totem Hall at the Sitka National Historical Park. Joseph uses a curved tool called an elbow adze to smooth and peel away bits of wood from a yellow cedar log. He's still in the early stages of transforming the log into a 23-foot totem pole.
Like this whole, you see what I, in front of us here, the raw log, this is the work part. It's been a lot of work to get to here, but tomorrow I'll actually start drawing the lines in, and the work stops here tonight. It doesn't become work anymore. Now it's being creative and matching up and making the lines flow and connect and do what they're supposed to do.
Joseph is working on the park's second reproduction of the Wasco pole, which tells the story of a Haida legend. The park no longer has the original. Park records indicate that it came to Sitka around the turn of the century from Quinglas, a Kaigani Haida village on Long Island in southern southeast Alaska. Territorial Governor John Brady placed the pole and several others along the park's present-day totem trail. Carver George Benson then created a reproduction in the 30s that was moved inside Totem Hall after it fell and suffered damages in the 90s. Sitka National Historical Park's Jessica Perkins says they want to place Joseph's reproduction outside, where the original once stood.
This Wasco pole is one of the few that currently is not along the trail, and so therefore this is part of a larger effort to restore that historic cultural landscape.
Perkins says park staff have been reaching out to Haida communities to make sure the park's history of the pole is accurate. It's a new effort to make sure Haida culture is appropriately represented along Totem Trail.
And so I'm really excited to be able to share the whole story, to make sure we've got the whole story of the pole and that we're representing that completely.
And she says the park is excited to work with Joseph again. This isn't his first pole for the park. During a typical summer, they'd have artists working in the visitor center, but they're closed because of the pandemic. Joseph's outdoor studio allows the public to observe an experienced carver from a safe distance. And experienced, he is. Joseph started carving in 1972.
Third grade was my first opportunity to work with a knife on a piece of wood. And I liked it and kept doing it and have every opportunity to be around carvers. When I was a kid, I would hang out. I was one of the quietest kids around, but I just observe and watch a lot.
Yeah.
And then go do it. Go home and try to do it.
What do you love about it?
Well, taking a big raw piece of wood and turning it into something, that's pretty cool.
He's happy to be out of the house and working during the pandemic, which threw a wrench in some of his other projects. And this isn't the only way he's channeling his energy right now. He's also been carving politically satirical masks and working on a 20-foot dugout canoe. Joseph says it's a good balance of realism and satire. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Erin McKinstry.